We're back, joined now by the new executive director of the Arts Council for Long Beach, our friend Craig Watson. Craig, welcome back to Straight Talk.
Thanks, sir.
Tell us what the Arts Council does.
Well, you know, the Arts Council has been around for a long time, and it's the official arts agency for the city, and yet it's a separate nonprofit organization. But what it does is, on behalf of the city, it takes significant grant funds given to it by the city and turns around in a very professional way with panels and a whole series of processes so that those monies are given out to other arts organizations and to individual artists. So as one of its core missions, it's to help support the arts in Long Beach, and it does that through this grant program, but it does several other things as well.
The Arts Council is the successor to what some of you may remember, the Public Corporation for the Arts. And years and years ago, each arts organization would go to the city council and ask for money. And that system was inefficient in some ways, and they had the competition between them. So it was decided that there would be an umbrella organization that would get all the city money that was devoted to, or most of it, devoted to the arts, and then they would decide. So organizations such as Musical Theater West, International City Theater, Long Beach Museum of Art, and others get money through the Arts Council.
Right, and just to be clear, we don't decide, but a series of panels of professional arts people, professional leaders in the community who make up a professional review panel, they decide.
And you also give funding to individual artists who are recommended to
we
you.
We do have an individual artist category. In fact, we're in the midst of that right now. All of these grant programs, this is the time of year when we are in the process of review. In addition, we take on the significant responsibility of administering a portion of the Percent for Art program. A certain number of projects with new construction within a certain areas of the city generate a percent of their construction costs toward public art. And so we have two full-time employees, very professional, who work with the RDA most directly at the city.
Redevelopment Agency.
Correct. And again, using very professional review panels and requests for proposals, we get artists from all over the country, both local and regional and national, who submit proposals for art in public places.
We're in difficult budget times, it's no secret. And although everything is always on the table, arts seem to be particularly vulnerable during tight budget times. Speak to the importance and the contribution of the arts to a community.
Well, in a city as large and I would argue as sophisticated as Long Beach, I don't think there are many who would argue that the arts are unimportant. Arts are part of why we define Long Beach as a unique place. Think about the variety of arts activity that you know about art here in this town, and think also about what it means to many of our special cultural communities, whether it's the recent naming of Sofalene Shapiro in the Cambodian community was just named a Heritage Fellow by the National Endowment for the Arts, the highest honor that can be given an individual artist by our nation's federal agency, saying that her work with Cambodian traditional dance is worthy. And past recipients of this award are B.B. King, Mavis Staples, John Lee Hooker. We have in our midst someone who represents the highest of a native culture art form. That's just one example of what's going on.
So we have a very vibrant arts community, bottom line, that deserves to be supported.
Well, but when we don't use the word deserves to be supported. That sounds like art for art's sake. You have to put it in terms of which I think is very real. That a great city is fed by great art, and that leads to the economic development. People want to be here, people want to live here. Richard Florida, you may remember, came and spoke about the creative class. He's written many books on this, and he talks about talent, tolerance, and technology being key to a city that is vibrant and attracts people who want to live here, come here.
So there's an economic payoff.
Absolutely. In fact, later this month, we'll be releasing some figures about the tremendous economic impact that the arts has on Long Beach.
And I know, and we just have a minute or so left, Craig, that you've been drafting a strategic plan that will be presented in the months to come.
Well, very soon, in fact, and it's a partnership between ourselves at the Arts Council and the Economic Development and Cultural Affairs Bureau of the city with money from the County Arts Commission. And we're creating a new master plan, hasn't been done in over 10 years, And that master plan will help lay the next 10 years out as to what we can do as a community to ensure not only the survival of the arts in this community, but its thriving going forward.
Well, if you want to make your voice known to your local councilman or the mayor or elected leaders about the importance of the arts, it probably would not be a bad idea as the council and the mayor review the budget this year to let them know that you feel that the arts are very worthy of being protected.
Thank you, Art. I couldn't have said it better, and we appreciate your support for that notion.
Good luck in your new position, and thank you for your many years of service when you were with Charter Communications, both supporting local programming in general, our show in particular, and the city of Long Beach. We deeply appreciate that.
Thanks, sir.
Okay, we'll be back with more of our show after these messages.